Genesis chapter 29. Then Jacob went on his journey, and he came to the land of the people of the east. He saw a well in the field with three flocks of sheep lying there beside it, for the flocks were watered from the well. A large stone covered the well's mouth. After all the flocks gathered there, the shepherds would roll the stone away from the well's mouth and water the sheep. Then they would put the stone back again in its place on the well's mouth. Jacob said to them, "My brothers, where are you from?" And they replied, "We are from Haran." So he asked them, "Do you know Laban, the son of Nahor?" And they answered, "We know him." Then he asked them, "Is he doing well?" And they replied, "Yes, he is well. And look, here comes Rachel, his daughter, with the sheep." And he said, "Look, it is still broad daylight. It is not time for the flocks to be rounded up. Water the sheep, and then take them back to graze some more." But they said, "We cannot, until all the flocks are gathered together, and the stone is rolled from the mouth of the well. Then we water the sheep." While he was yet speaking with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she tended them. So as soon as Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, Jacob went over and rolled the stone from the mouth of the well and watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother. Then Jacob kissed Rachel and wept aloud. Jacob told Rachel that he was her father's relative and that he was Rebekah's son. So she ran and told her father. When Laban heard this news about Jacob, his sister's son, he ran out to meet him and embraced him, kissed him, and brought him to his house. Then Jacob told Laban all these things. Then Laban said to him, "Surely you are my flesh and blood," and he stayed with him for a month. Laban said to Jacob, "Because you are my relative, should you work for me for nothing? Tell me what your wages should be." Now Laban had two daughters. The name of the older was Leah, and the younger one was Rachel. Leah's eyes were weak, but Rachel had a beautiful figure and appearance. Now Jacob loved Rachel, so he said, "I will serve you 7 years for Rachel, your younger daughter." Laban responded, "It is better that I give her to you than that I should give her to another man. Stay with me." So Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, but they seemed to him like a few days, because of his love for her. Then Jacob said to Laban, "Give me my wife that I may marry her, for I have finished the days of my agreement." So Laban gathered together all the people of the place and made a feast. But when evening came, he took his daughter Leah and brought her to him, and Jacob slept with her. Laban gave Zilpah, his female servant, to his daughter Leah for a servant. When morning came, there was Leah. So Jacob complained to Laban, "What is this you have done to me? Did I not serve you for Rachel? Why have you tricked me?" Then Laban replied, "It is not our custom to marry off the younger before the firstborn. Complete this one's week, then we will give you the younger one too for the service of another 7 years." Jacob did so and finished Leah's week. Then Laban gave him his daughter Rachel to be his wife. Laban gave his daughter Rachel, Bilhah, his female servant, to be her servant. So Jacob slept with Rachel, and he loved Rachel more than Leah. He served Laban for another 7 years. When the Lord saw that Leah was unloved, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. So Leah conceived and bore a son, and she named his name Reuben, for she said, "The Lord has seen my affliction. Surely now my husband will love me." She conceived again and bore a son, and said, "Because the Lord has heard that I am unloved, he has given me this son also." So she named him Simeon. She conceived again and bore a son, and said, "Now this time my husband will become attached to me, because I have borne him 3 sons. Therefore she called him Levi. She conceived again and bore a son, and she said, This time I will praise the Lord. Therefore she named him Judah. Then she stopped having children.